Well, we're moving on.
Pass the salt. Pass the salt what?
Pass the salt, Wheezy.
Haven't you forgotten something?
Oh, yeah, pass the pepper, too.
When you ask for something, it's nice to say please. Don't you have any manners?
Manners? Manners are for strangers. I don't need no manners in my own house.
Then treat me like a stranger and say please.
Okay, please get off my case and give me the salt and pepper.
Well?
Well, what?
I didn't hear a thank you.
That's because I didn't say one.
George,
why? Wheezy, there's lots of times you don't say thank you to me.
Like when?
Like last night.
Me say thank you? You should have said excuse me.
Oh, that's telling the mom.
Don't you know it's impolite to talk with your mouth full?
Would you like another slice of ham, Lionel?
No, thanks, Mom. I'm not really hungry.
Come on, Lionel, you better eat. Your mother invites you over so you can get a good home-cooked meal for a change.
Oh, George, I'll bet Jenny is a wonderful cook.
Oh, yeah? How much you want to bet?
She can't cook, huh?
She's learning fast, though.
I hope she learns faster than your mother did. When we first got married, the only thing she could fix was fried chicken. I ate so much chicken, I thought I was growing feathers.
Maybe that's why you still lay so many eggs.
Mom, you know Jenny and I have almost been married for 2 months now, and I don't think we've had the same meal twice.
Well, what about leftovers?
Oh, we never have leftovers. Jenny's too smart for that. She just cooks enough for one meal.
Well, my mother used to do the same thing, but we didn't call it being smart. We called it being poor.
Hey, Lionel, how's your apartment coming? You got all your furniture yet?
Not quite.
What have you got?
A kitchen table, 2 chairs, and a bed.
That's all?
When you're newlyweds, that's enough.
I offered to help her decorate, but she turned me down.
Oh, now, you know Jenny. She likes to do things her own way.
I wouldn't have stopped her from doing things her way. I would just tell her when she was wrong.
Okay, Mom, I'll talk to her.
You know, you and Jenny are very lucky to have a place of your own. When we were first married, your father and I had to live with his mother.
That drove me crazy. Wheezy and Mom was always fighting. They weren't as close as they are now.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson, ma'am. I came up just as soon as I got your husband's message.
Hey, Ralph, come on in.
Yes, sir.
I want you to do me a favor.
Yes, sir. As long as I have to work on Sunday, and since I can't spend the day in church, I might as well do something nice for my favorite tenant.
Oh, here.
Why, thank you, sir.
Wait. That ain't a tip. That's my mother's address. I want you to grab a cab and go pick up.
Yes, sir. Ah. That looks beautiful.
Ralph, would you care for a bite before you go?
No, I couldn't, Mrs. Jefferson.
No, he couldn't. He can't keep Mama waiting all day.
What I meant, sir, is I'm on a very strict food program.
You mean a diet?
No, I mean the Milton Center for Weight Control.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. They give you electric shock treatment to make you stop eating certain foods, right?
Right. And the worst shock is when they hit you with the bill.
You mean you are paying someone to give you electric shocks?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You see, what they try to do is make eating a very unpleasant experience.
That's what Jenny's trying to do to you, huh, Lana?
Now, take this piece of pie, for example. Now, pumpkin pie has always been a problem for me. But now they've got me programmed to be completely turned off and disgusted by it.
But that's not pumpkin, it's sweet potato.
Oh, then I can have some. We haven't gotten around to this yet.
Ralph, don't you have something to do?
Yes, sir. Right away.
Has the program made any difference in your weight?
Oh, yes, ma'am. So far, I've gained 7 pounds.
Do you think your mother should go out with her bad foot?
Well, she can't go out and leave it home.
Grandma break her ankle anyway. See, when I ask her, she wouldn't tell me.
That's because she's too embarrassed.
And why would she be embarrassed about breaking her ankle?
Because she broke it while playing bingo.
Playing bingo?
Yes. She won the jackpot. And then she jumped up and yelled, "The good Lord smiles on those he loves." And while he was still smiling, she tripped over a handbag and broke her ankle.
From now on, when Mama plays bingo, she better wear a seatbelt.
Hey, Pop, how's she managing all alone? Is she stuck in a wheelchair and her foot's in a cast?
Well, it's easy. Some of the ladies from my church are taking turns helping out.
I went to see her yesterday. The weather was so nice, I wanted to take her out in a wheelchair. But she wouldn't let me.
Why not?
She said, "Oh, no, Louise, you're not going to push me around."
That sounds just like Mom.
I wish they'd put a cast on her tongue.
Mom.
You know something, Weezy? I'm about ready for some of that sweet potato pie.
Oh, how about you, Lionel? It's your favorite.
No thanks, Mom. All of a sudden, I don't feel very hungry anymore. I'm really sorry.
Don't be sorry, Lionel. I'll be glad to eat your share.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm just feeling a little queasy, that's all.
Let me feel your forehead. I think you've got a fever. I'm going to take your temperature.
Oh, Ma, you don't have to do that.
Oh, yes, I do. One hot head in this house is plenty.
Lionel, you haven't been working too hard, have you?
No, Pop.
I don't want you working so hard you're going to have to get sick.
I won't, Pop.
Because if you get sick, you'll have to miss work.
Okay, Lionel, open up.
Oh, Mom, you're not going to put that thermometer in my mouth.
Well, you've got one other choice. He doesn't look good.
You wouldn't look good either with that thing sticking out your face.
Do you think I should call a doctor?
What for? All he's gonna say is, "Take 2 aspirin, drink lots of liquids, and where should I send the bill?"
I'm worried. This is the same time of year Lionel caught pneumonia when he was 9.
Oh, easy.
Huh? What did you say?
I told you not to talk with your mouth full.
I said I don't think I have pneumonia.
Well, you've got something. Your temperature's over 100.
It is?
Come on, Lionel. I'm putting you to bed.
No, Mom.
Don't argue with me.
Mom, Jenny is coming here right from the library. We'll go home and I'll jump in bed, I promise.
By that time, you might be dead.
Mom, I am all right.
Look, you've got a fever. I'm going to put you to bed, and that's that.
You better do like your mother says. If you don't let her cure you, she'll kill you.
Hi, Mrs. Jefferson.
All right, Jenny. What are all those books for?
I got a heavy test tomorrow in Black History.
Oh, well, you should get half the answers, right?
You know something, Mr. Jefferson? You got a wonderful sense of humor.
Thank you.
Why don't you try using it sometime?
Watch yourself, young lady.
Where's Lionel?
He's in bed.
Oh, you mean he went home already?
No, he's here in his old room.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Mrs. Jefferson. Why is Lionel in bed?
Oh, he's got a fever, so I made him lie down.
Oh, I better see how he's feeling.
Oh, not yet.
Why not?
He's getting undressed.
So?
Oh, I forgot. You're married now, so I guess it's all right.
Like an old tennis ball, no bounce.
Oh. Oh, he is warm. Come on, Lion, we better get you home.
Home? We can't take him out in this cold. He'll catch pneumonia.
He'll be all right, Mrs. Jefferson. We're going to grab a taxi and be home in a flash. Come on, babe.
Jenny, I think it's better if he stays here.
Will you two cut it out? I feel like a yo-yo.
The best place for him is in his own home where I can take care of him.
Oh, now how are you going to do that? You go to school during the day.
I can take a couple of days off.
Oh, it's silly of you to do that when I can take care of him here. I put some clean sheets on the bed, set up the vaporizer. Oh, but first, I've got to get the hot water bottle and a pair of pajamas.
Lionel doesn't wear pajamas anymore.
No wonder he got sick.
All right, get dressed and let's go home.
Oh, now wait a minute, Jenny. Let's talk about this first, okay?
Now, what is there to talk about? I only want to do what's best for you.
Well, so does Mom.
Are you saying you want to stay here?
I didn't say that.
Well, then you want to go home.
I didn't say that either.
Now, you better make up your mind. Do you want to go home where you belong, or do you want to stay here with your mother?
Jenny, I don't understand why you're getting so upset.
Well, it's just that I'm your wife, honey, and taking care of you is my responsibility.
But, Jenny,
come on, don't be but Jenny and me. Now, are we going to go home or not?
I mean, Mom is going to all this trouble.
All right, stay here. You know, I'm learning. I didn't marry a man. I married a baby. First time something goes wrong, he goes running home to his mommy.
Hey, well, wait a minute. Where are you going?
Up to see my mother.
Must you crunch like that?
Crunching is half the fun. You don't know you're eating them unless you crunch.
The whole building knows you're eating them. Helen!
You're supposed to crunch them. That's why they're called crunchos.
Well, would you please crunch them quietly? I'm trying to concentrate.
You've been concentrating for the last 2 minutes. You're running out of time.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Jenny. To what do we owe this pleasant surprise?
Oh, I just thought I'd stop by and see how you two are doing.
I'm losing.
Oh.
How's Lionel?
I think he's got the flu.
Oh, what a shame. Is he home in bed?
Yes and no.
Huh?
Well, he's in bed, but he is not home.
Oh, he's not in the hospital, is he?
No, he's not that sick. Boy, but his mom is acting like he is.
What do you mean?
I mean, Lionel is downstairs in his old bed because his mother insists on taking care of him. What do you think about that?
Super.
What's super about it?
That's my word. S-U-P-E-R. Ah, now, let's see. That's 6, 12, a double word, 24 points. I'm catching up, Helen.
Daddy, don't you think Lionel should go home with me? After all, I'm his wife.
That's true.
How long is it going to take his mama to cut the apron strings?
I don't know. When we got married, Tom's mother didn't cut the strings. She burned the whole apron.
And you were wearing it at the time.
How do you think I got this tan?
Well, it's my job to take care of Lionel now, and I can do it just as well as his mother can.
Well, sometimes mothers do know best.
What does that got to do with anything? Lionel is supposed to stay with me for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health.
You sound as if you were jealous of Louise.
I am not. That would be silly.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Well, would someone tell me when Lionel's going to stop listening to his mother? I mean, after all, he's not a kid anymore. Doesn't anybody agree with me?
I think you should talk to Lionel and let him decide where he wants to spend the night.
Yeah, you're right. I'll let Lionel decide. He'll come home with me. Well, if he doesn't, he ain't gonna be sick. He's gonna be unconscious. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Oh, I was wondering how soon Jenny and Lionel would have their first married fight.
Yeah, when you're young like that, it's crazy how arguments can start over silly little things.
Oh, they'll grow out of it after they've been married a while.
You're right. They'll learn it's only worth fighting over important things.
Well, my turn.
No, it's my turn. You played super, remember?
Oh, that's right. And then I turned over the timer to start your turn, and your time has run out, so it's my turn.
But I was talking to Jenny.
I'm sorry, Helen. Rules are rules.
It's my turn.
It's my turn.
You're a cheat.
A cheat? Oh, boy, are you a sore loser.
I'm not losing. I'm winning. That's why you're trying to cheat.
Don't call me a cheat. I'd be winning this game if you weren't winning those damn
Boy, those sweet potato pie is out of sight.
It's out of sight, all right. How many pieces did you put away?
Only three.
Only three? The whole pie is gone.
Well, it's easy to cut big pieces.
And I wanted some left for Helen to try.
Let her get her own pie. Can you give me some salsa?
Salsa?
Yeah, for my stomach as hard as a rock.
Good. Now it matches your head.
Oh, come on, Weezy. I need something to get rid of this gas.
We don't have any seltzer.
There must be something I can take.
Take a walk to the door. The exercise will do you good.
Well, it's all your fault. If you hadn't made the pie, I wouldn't have ate it.
Hello again, Mr. Jefferson.
Hi, Jenny. You got anything for gas?
Yeah, credit card.
Oh, forget it.
No, I just want one quick word with Lionel.
Oh, go ahead.
Thank you.
I don't think you should go in there now. Lionel's resting.
Don't worry. I only want to speak with him for a moment.
Oh, you can talk to him in the morning.
But I
just
want...
go home and take it easy. Lionel will be fine here. I'll call you tomorrow and let you know how he's doing.
Mrs. Jefferson, if Lionel is sick, I'm the one who should be taking care of him.
But what if you catch what Lionel's got? Then you'll be sick.
Good. Then we'll be sick together.
Oh, that's silly.
Now, look, Mrs. Jefferson, I know what's best for Lionel.
You know what's best for him? I've been taking care of him since he was a baby.
Well, haven't you noticed he isn't a baby anymore?
Jenny, I resent you telling me how to treat my son.
Well, he's not your son. He's my husband.
Well, I'm not going to argue with
well,
you anymore.
I'm not trying to argue with you.
Jenny!
You knew it was me, didn't you, Louise?
What makes you say that?
Because you took so long to open the door.
Well, I'm sorry. Come on in.
Hi, Mama. Good to see you. How you feeling?
It hurts.
Well, a broken ankle is supposed to hurt.
It's not my ankle that hurts, it's my behind.
I guess sitting in that wheelchair all day must be pretty unpleasant.
You're so right. I only wish I was as well padded as you, Oliver.
Thank you for bringing Mom over, Ralph.
My pleasure, sir.
How much was the cab?
$17.
Oh. $17? It only costs $5 from Mama's house to here.
Not if you take the scenic route, sir. Around Central Park, past Radio City.
What? Why'd you do a dumb thing like that?
Because I told him to.
Oh, that was a great idea, Mom.
Then we stopped in front of the bakery for 15 minutes.
Oh, for what?
Your mother spotted a friend walking her dog.
Oh, yes, Minnie Young. I wanted her to autograph my cast.
And while Mrs. Young autographed your mother's leg, her dog autographed mine.
Ain't that supposed to mean good luck?
Only for the dog, sir.
Look, Ralph, just bring your suit down to the store tomorrow and I'll clean it for nothing.
Oh, no, sir. I insist on paying you for your work.
Oh, thank you, Ralph.
Just as you insist on paying me for mine.
Oh, yeah.
Why, thank you, sir. Yes, sir. ma'am, what time do you want me to take you back home?
Well, that depends on how long my daughter-in-law can stand having me around.
Come back in half an hour, Ralph.
She thinks she's making a joke, but I'm sure I'll be staying for dinner.
Yes, ma'am.
After I've had my Bloody Mary. George, where's Lionel? I want him to autograph my calf.
I made him lie down. He wasn't feeling too well after he finished lunch.
Oh, what a shame. I hope Louise's cooking didn't make you sick too, George.
Oh, no, Mom, I feel okay.
Oh, that's good. Because I made something for you.
Oh, great. What is it?
What is your favorite dessert?
Sweet potato pie.
Wrong. Raspberry cobbler.
Raspberry cobbler. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Been so long since I had any.
Louise, get George a plate.
No, I don't want to eat it right now, Mom.
Why not?
Well, my stomach don't feel too good.
I knew it. Louise's lunch did make you sick.
Mama.
Mother Jefferson, George isn't sick. He's just...
Louise, don't tell me. I know when my own son is sick. Don't worry, George. I'll take care of you.
Please, Mama.
Throw me into the kitchen, George. I'll fix you a bromo.
Mother Jefferson, I know how to take care of him.
You know how to take care of him. I've been taking care of him since he was a baby.
Well, he's not a baby anymore.
Louise, I resent you telling me how to treat my son.
He's not your son. He's my husband.
Come on, Mom.
Oh, that woman, she's acting just like...
Mom.
Just like...
you.
Just like me.
Mrs. Jefferson, I don't care what you say. I'm taking Lionel home.
That's a good idea.
Hey, don't argue with me, but... It is?
Yes, and I want to apologize, Jenny. I guess that's what happens when you become a mother-in-law.
What?
You start acting like one.
Oh.
How come we ain't got nothing in this kitchen but food?
Oh, hi, Mother Jefferson.
Hi, Grandma. How you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, but I thought you weren't feeling well.
Oh, I'll be feeling okay as soon as I get home and get some rest.
In their own bed. I was just apologizing to Jenny for coming between her and Lionel. I realize now that once the son gets married, a mother has to let go.
How right you are. And Jenny, you see that you don't let her forget it. Come on, take me to the bedroom. I have to take your temperature.
But, Mama...
Don't argue with me, George.
Yes, Mama.
And, Louise, call Ralph and tell him not to come for me. I'll have to stay here for a few days.
Jefferson, I'll get your Bloody Mary right away. And not too much tomato juice. Don't down the vodka.
Hey, Wheezy. What you looking for?
Arsenic.
Oh, come on, Wheezy. Look, I know it's been rough taking care of Mama for a whole week, but I got a little present for you.
A present?
Well, it's just sort of a little I love you gift.
Oh, George. A 14-day cruise to the Bahamas? What is this? Some practical joke? You know I get seasick.
The cruise ain't for us, Wheezy. It's for Mama. I'm shipping her out tomorrow.
Oh, George! That's the nicest present you ever bought me. Mm. The
Simpsons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.